From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm John Gatto. Community surveys are going out this week to some 5,000 random households in western Wisconsin and Houston County in Minnesota. The Great Rivers United Way conducts its Compass survey every few years to help determine what the biggest social needs are for the community. In this half hour of Newsmakers, producer Mary Meehan Stroob, director of UW Extension in La Crosse County, reviews the survey's goals and its history with United Way board member and chair of the Compass Now Survey Committee, Brenda Rooney.
It is essentially a community needs assessment to look at all aspects of life in our area in the Great Rivers region and to determine what our community needs in a variety of areas, whether that be economic or environmental or health related or educational related. And it really looks at all aspects of life, and it looks at and helps identify what the community need is.
A community needs assessment, the first thing that comes to my mind is a survey. Is that what's involved here?
That's part of the process. So we use several different methods to get at what the community needs are. So the first thing that's actually happening is a survey that will be going out, and it's actually going out next Friday, the 25th of February, and it will be due back to people or to our offices by April 1st. It's a survey that is being sent out to 5,000 random households in the five-county service area. It's a survey that was developed during Compass 3, and it will ask questions about all aspects to get people's opinions about what their community is like and what its strengths and weaknesses are.
Now, you mentioned a five-county region. What counties are involved besides La Crosse?
Yeah, we're doing this in the five-county United Way service area, which is La Crosse County, Trempealeau County, Monroe County, Vernon County in Wisconsin, and then Houston County in Minnesota.
You mentioned the written survey, but there's more to a community needs assessment than just a survey.
Oh, yes, there is. So we are actually, as we speak, also doing key stakeholder group interviews in each of the five counties. And we're planning to do focus groups in each of those five counties as well to gather information from community members. So key stakeholders are more leaders in the community, business owners or potentially elected officials and things like that. So business owners or people who know a lot about the communities that they live in. And then we're taking that information and also talking to the general population of people, and those will be mostly by invite. We're getting lists of people that we can invite to these to get information from them so that they can speak about what their community is like and what they have for visions of their community and their community isn't offering or doesn't have, so that we get that view of things as well. So those focus groups are happening. At the same time, there's another piece, which is we're gathering hard data on a number of indicators in about eight different categories, and those might be hard data on health indicators like death or birth rates or disease rates, but there are also things like voter registration, you know, what percentage of your community votes and what percentage checks out library books or goes to the parks or how many movie theaters do you have and how many licensed nursing home beds. So we're gathering a whole bunch of indicators in the five counties as well, and all of those are different aspects of life and will help us with the hard data as well. So, you know, the hard indicators are important because it tells us, like if you take health, for example, it will tell us what people are dying from, what people are living, you know, what the birth rate looks like, if people are following through on appointments and if they have access. But what we're also doing is complementing that with the survey information so people can say, I don't have access to it. It's too expensive. It's whatever. It's too far away from me. And then we're also complementing that with the focus group information where people can tell their stories about why things are good or why things are not good. So it's really trying to get at quality of life in our area from all different aspects.
Is Compass Now different than what Compass 3 was?
Well, every time that we've done Compass or the United Way has done Compass, things have changed a little bit. So The first Compass was in 1997. I wasn't involved in that process. I know they did some key stakeholder surveys and focus groups and other surveys. And Compass 2 came along about 5 years later. And I was involved in Compass 3. I know in Compass 2 there might have been phone surveys of households. Compass 3, we really determined that we can't really do phone surveys any longer because people have too many cell phones. So in Compass 3, we really looked at the strategies and the methodology and made quite a bit of tweaks between 2 and 3. And so Compass 3 was done in 2008. It was completed in 2008. We've kind of ramped up and are speeding up the cycle of doing community needs assessments, in part because with the healthcare reform that happened last year, hospitals are required to do community needs assessments and prove that we're using those community needs assessments to address and put together community impact plans or health impact plans. So the hospitals in our five counties, or eight hospitals, we all realized that we had to be part of community needs assessments, and it had to be fairly done in the last year. So we knew that we had to do this work. We know that the county health departments also have to do similar work. They need to write community health improvement plans about every 5 years, and the United Way does this Compass project. So we thought to combine resources rather than 13 entities doing 13 different community needs assessments, that we'd be better off if we did one. So the partnerships are different this time. They're more solid. Everybody has some skin in the game, so to speak. Mm-hmm. We're all contributing financially to this process, so it's not United Way dollars paying for this. It's all of our partnership, and we're all paying for this. It's we're all lending support, whether it be rooms for focus groups or to have facilitators from our organizations to make sure that we're marketing and getting the word out about focus groups and that kind of thing. So that part is definitely different. The methodology is fairly similar to Compass 3, although we've said little tweaks are acceptable.
It's important for those people who receive the survey or an invitation to participate in one of the focus groups or key stakeholder sessions in that to return the survey or say yes to coming to one of the meetings.
Yeah, we really need people's feedback and input into this process, because otherwise you and I could do this work, mm-hmm. and it would really be shallow, and mm-hmm. it wouldn't have the depth and the life that we hope that it will have with everybody's feedback. So if you get a survey, we really hope that you fill it out and you be as honest and thoughtful as you can be when you answer the questions. And if you get invited to a focus group, we really hope that you'll come and take it seriously. A little added incentive for the survey: if you fill out the survey, there's a little coupon in it that you can return. We're giving one $500 grocery gift card out to one person mm-hmm. at a grocer of your choice. So we wanted to put a little bit of an incentive in there, but we don't have the resources to give everybody $1 or $2 to complete this. We're really just hoping that people will be generous and spend 10 minutes of their time to do this.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio. My guest today is Brenda Rooney, chair for the Compass Now Committee. As you think about United Way and Compass Now, survey results are due in, I think you said earlier, April 1. Mm-hmm. When will you be able to release the results of all of this?
We should be done gathering most of the data by June 1st, and then we really are trying to give ourselves some time this summer to kind of crunch the information, get it into a format, and start prioritizing the needs from it. So we're committed to each of the partners to have results to them by November 1st.
Brenda, when Compass 3 was completed in 2007-2008, what kinds of results did you find? What were the priorities that came out of Compass 3 when everything was all put together at the end?
I think what strikes me the most is that the Compass 1 and 2, there were only about three issues that they were able to narrow it down to. And Compass 3, there were six. Because the process was more expanded, it identified more issues. And rather than losing those issues, we reported on them all. So personal and community responsibility, drug, alcohol, tobacco use, and obesity. That's always been kind of one of the issues. Mm-hmm. Health and well-being of residents, so affordable health care, dental care, mental health care, that's another. Violence towards ourselves and others and oneself, so child abuse, domestic abuse, elder abuse, suicide. Those are certainly always an area that the United Way has focused on. Diversity and inclusiveness was a category. Inclusiveness in decision-making and opportunities, that kind of thing. Individual and community financial challenges, housing, transportation, employment, providing a livable wage, reducing poverty, meeting basic needs. That is the core to United Way service. And then the last area, which was really a new area, I think, for the Compass Report, conserving and protecting our natural resources. I think a lot of this came out in focus group work, air quality, water quality, land use, recycling and disposal. So those were the six areas that came out as regional issues that were identified, and each county had kind of their own unique twist to it. What is supposed to happen with Compass is that the United Way service agencies are supposed to reference Compass mm-hmm. and use the data from it in their grant applications. And the grant allocation process is definitely supposed to look at the priority areas that are identified in Compass and make sure that their agencies are meeting those needs. So there's supposed to be kind of a two-way process with these. To what degree we're doing that with the right discipline is a question. And as I'm the Compass committee chair now for the United Way, I want to look at that in more detail in the future to see how well our service agencies and others, as we mentioned before in our interview, other agencies or other community groups use this to support their requests for dollars, whether that be national or state or foundation or private requests. But certainly to the United Way, are they using this data? How are they using it? And then if we can start tracking better outcomes of those programs. So James Falvey, the president of the Great Rivers United Way, I've heard him say several times now that our hope is that we don't need food shelves anymore. And it's great that we're feeding more and more and more people, or that we can feed more and more people. It's not great that we are feeding more and more people, because that means that hunger is increasing instead of decreasing. And our job really here should be to try to not need those services anymore. So we need to, in part, make sure that we're tracking the right information, but also look at further upstream what's causing some of those issues and can we do something to try to fight those things.
Do you expect to receive different results for Compass now in 2011 than you received in 2007-2008?
Yeah, I actually do, and that's part of the reason why I'm thinking this is real important that we do this today, is lots of things have changed in our community in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
With the economy the way it is and people losing jobs and the people losing their houses and all of those things, we really think it's important for us to get a handle on or to get the pulse on how this has affected our community and what our community's needs are. And when you actually pull out a survey from someone that completed a survey in 2007 and 8 and look at the comments,
mm-hmm.
those comments are so rich and so important for us to see, because those are, you know, people's are telling you about their hardship, and that's important for us to know. So the survey that we are sending out we've added additional questions to try to get more information about how the economy has affected their livelihood and their ability to have a home and a car and get to jobs and things like that. So we do suspect that things have changed in mm-hmm. 3 years.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Mary Meehan Strube, and my guest today is Brenda Rooney, who's chair for the Compass Now Committee. Brenda, as you talked about the Compass 3 survey and the comments from the people then, and I if I'm recalling correctly, financial concerns was one of the top issues during that time. And I would expect now, as you say, in the last 3 to 4 years, with what's happened with the economy, the foreclosures and bankruptcies, increased poverty rate in that, that may, I don't necessarily want to say definitely, but I would expect that that may surface to the top again.
Mm-hmm.
And those are real challenges. As you look at your role on the United Way board, how will the board use this as they provide oversight to United Way?
So I chair the Compass committee that's doing the Compass Now project. So what we intend to do is to really take the results from this, as well as if we can gather the other community impact plans, really try to map out who's doing what with their plans. So, and I imagine that the hospitals are going to focus quite a bit on healthcare issues.
Mm-hmm.
And county health departments probably looking at filling the gaps for people who don't have healthcare. So we really still end up with United Way relying a lot, or being the agency to rely a lot on, things like economic issues of hunger and transportation and housing and those kinds of issues. And so really it's looking at, what are the United Way service agencies already doing? What kinds of programs maybe are they doing that maybe aren't necessarily focused on where we've identified need? Or it might be to help breed new agencies out in our communities, and a way for United Way to become even more important in some of those communities. You know, for example, some of the communities might be already taking care of hunger in their community by doing their own raising of food and gathering of food from their communities, but possibly it's straining the community. And if United Way can help in some way in those areas, then they can focus on other issues as well. So we hope to look at areas that the communities are maybe taking care of themselves, or areas where the communities might need some additional help, and that being a place where United Way can really play a part.
Now, you talked about the six kind of areas or themes that came through there, but with all the things that are under them, there's a lot of issues there.
There are a lot of issues, and some of them are being taken care of by groups outside of the United Way agencies. So there's certainly a lot of talk and activity around obesity, and certainly around energy and alternative energy and recycling. There's a lot of energy there. So the United Way doesn't have to do all of these things. Hospitals don't have to do all of these things, but it's important that we look at who is doing things.
And the importance of doing that also, so that you're not necessarily duplicating, but if there's some part of a need that isn't being met, that maybe you can collaborate with the entities that have started in that arena.
Right.
And then broaden what can happen, or the difference that can be made with it.
Right.
I'm thinking back, Brenda, to the very first United Way Compass, I think, and the theme that I'm remembering from that is the difference you can make, or something that related to that. And that always seems to stick in my mind as to what difference can be made in the community based on finding out what the needs are, and then designing whatever educational opportunities or service kinds of opportunities that are available to families and businesses as well, to hopefully and get to that what we call outcomes. I had worked with United Way in the past about outcomes and working with agencies, and so I would expect that grant applications and results that come from those are going to be really continue to be focused on what outcomes or differences are you making.
Yeah, and that is really where we need to get, but that is so tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, how do you prove that you're decreasing hunger,
mm-hmm.
or that you're improving length of life when you prevent something? That's the real hard thing. And rather than saying it's too hard for us to measure, we have to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find a way that's a manageable way,
yeah,
to be able to provide some evidence that we've made a difference.
Right. So we tend to look at how many pounds of food we give out as a measure. And not that that's terrible. We need to have that information, mm-hmm. but we also need to know how many people are hungry and not mm-hmm. getting enough to eat.
the first part of Compass Now is going to be happening real soon, and with the written surveys coming out. But what's the overall timeline for Compass Now in 2011? What's going to be happening when?
The survey will be going out on February 25th, Friday, and they will be probably in households' mailboxes by Monday. Some might receive it on Saturday, but and then we're asking for them to be due back by April 1st. So the surveys then will be back April 1st, and we'll be spending some time analyzing those surveys. At the same time, we're starting some key stakeholder surveys or focus groups in each of the five counties. And after we assimilate and gather some of that information, we'll be beginning to start focus groups for the general community in those five counties. Those should be happening
April, May.
Mm-hmm. And then May or June, July, August, September time frame, we're really going to be crunching the information, trying to get it down to a few, you know, no more than five, maybe four key areas of community need. We'll have a finished report that will be to each of the partner organizations and probably out to the community by November 1st.
So starting tomorrow, with the written surveys being distributed, followed by some key stakeholder informant meetings, focus groups, and then calculating the data over the summertime, early fall, and results released on November 1.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
That time seemed to pass quickly there.
Yeah. The process in Compass 3 was about 22 months, so we're really condensing the time frame.
Brenda Rooney is a board member with the Great Rivers United Way. She's also chair of the Compass Now Survey Committee. The survey, which is part of a community needs assessment for four western Wisconsin counties and Houston County in Minnesota, is being sent this week to 5,000 random households, part of a process that will help determine some of this area's greatest challenges. She was interviewed by producer Mary Meehan Strube, director of UW Extension in La Crosse County. And for this week, that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. Our production team includes Steve Rysom, Maureen McCollum, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and Newsmakers producer, John Davis. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, we invite you to visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau, as well as network news from Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have suggestions for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse.